95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. I'm Riggs. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review time. That means Josh Messer Parada's right there next to a beardless Steve. Still. I mean, he shaved this morning during the show, but he's cool. Welcome back. We are in dry January.
Yeah.
Which, again, was not necessarily our first choice, but then when you last time walked in here, you brought these amazing flavors.
I did it again.
If you blindfolded us, we would never know that we weren't getting alcohol in these beers.
It's wild, right?
Yeah. So let's put on the blindfold, Steve.
Okay.
We forgot the blindfolds. Never mind. We'll just drink.
I'll just drink my eyes. Okay.
Cool. I'll let you guys look this time.
We'll just squint. What are we starting out?
So I got four more today.
Okay. Woo!
We're going to start off of one of the innovators, the originals.
Okay. I've heard of them. I don't think I've ever tried them.
Okay.
So.
Might be a first.
They've been doing this, I think, since the 70s, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Wow. Really?
Sweet. Actually imported from Germany.
Okay.
They use the Germany purity laws to do this.
Okay.
This one will have a little bit of a different flavor. You're going to get a lot of that malt like we did with one of the other ones in the last show.
But,
So Klaus Elly's been doing it for a long time.
German purity laws.
They also have so this is Klaus Elly original. I figured that was the best way to go about it. You get to try the original product.
Okay.
But they also have a dry hopped version, which is going to have a little bit more hoppiness to it.
Mm.
And then they do a grapefruit, and I believe they do a lemon now as well.
It's almost like some sweet on the back end of that.
Yeah.
Like,
that's going to be all that malt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, it's good.
Wow. This is good, dude.
I get it.
I like this.
It's almost, I almost feel like I'm having a cider on the back. It starts out like a beer. And then
almost like a...
Like a what?
Yeah.
Oatmeal?
Yeah.
You get that at all?
Oatmeal?
At the very end? Like
I do get oatmeal.
Style?
Yep.
A little bit, yes.
Maybe that's
sprinkle a little sugar in there. Did you say
pour some sugar? It definitely doesn't have some sweetness to it.
You guys don't put sugar in grits, do you?
I don't. I've had that before. It doesn't bother me.
No.
Why not just have oatmeal?
If you get a real
salt,
tart
pepper,
grape,
and butter.
There you go.
Steve's very upset about this.
I'm very upset about it. It's just like the same people that put cream cheese on a sweet bagel. Just go get a donut.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. They have those.
So hold on. Cream cheese on a what?
On a sweet bagel? Like, sweet bagel shouldn't exist.
You're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go get a donut.
A reg bag. Donut.
Make the commitment. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, and just have a low cost. Now, we mentioned last week, a lot of these beers are not only no alcohol, but they are all no alcohol, but they have less
calories.
Calories.
That's right. So this one, for example, I think it's probably the lowest out of the bunch was 26 calories.
Really?
Oh, man. I mean, you're drinking water at that point.
Sure.
As far as calorie-wise.
Yeah. May have a chugging contest before this thing is over.
Like I said, 1970s they've been doing this. So they saw this trend. Way before it happened.
That's crazy. And you mentioned last week, too, this is blowing up. Like, everybody's trying to get into the NA game.
Right. And I wouldn't even call it a trend because trends, you know, they're 3 to 6 months. This is a growing category at this point the last 2 years. And it's being driven by a little bit of a younger crowd. Originally, NAs were being driven by an older crowd, those that couldn't drink anymore. Or they were told by their doctors not to drink anymore.
Okay.
Now it's being fueled by Millennials and Gen Z because they still want to participate at these parties, have a good time. If you look out there, they have non-alcoholic liquors now for mocktails and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
Did you say a mocktail?
A mocktail.
Yeah, he did.
People that are pregnant.
Well, also, now it's cool to be a DD.
Right.
You know, it's cool.
Hey,
it's not so uncool anymore.
Right. Any of my friends want to be the DD, I'm all for it.
Sure, yeah.
I get that
you can come and get us right now and give us a ride. All right, where are we going next? What else you got?
So, we're going to go with Heineken 00.
Okay. All right. I remember.
Have either one of you tried this?
I remember having this.
I have once, I think.
And I contend that this is the most unrecognizable of the NAs.
I agree.
I am going to agree with you.
Yeah.
So Heineken 00 came out, I think, either last year or the year before.
Yeah.
And they were the first to kind of have the moniker of that 00 because it is a true non-alcoholic product. Okay. They're one of the ones that brew and then remove the alcohol.
Really? Okay. So it's made with the full flavor of an alcohol beer.
Right. So from what I understand, they actually found a yeast strain that got them very close to the original Heineken products that maintains Heineken flavor.
This is a Heine.
Right. Heineken right used to be my go-to beer.
You're looking at a Heine.
There were maybe 10, 12 years where if I went anywhere and somebody asked me if I wanted a beer,
Heineken.
I didn't even have to think about it.
You know,
I said, Heineken, please.
Yeah.
Okay. And almost always it was there. There was a few times, you know, here and there. Yeah,
it's pretty rare to go somewhere and not buy Heineken.
Right.
So, used to be my go-to.
Right. And if you don't know about this, try them.
Yeah,
all the ones we're talking about today, definitely try.
if you were just, like you're saying, set up side by side, you might get it just because it's literally side by side. But if you were to hand this to somebody and not tell them it was 0-0,
right,
I think they would drink the whole thing and then have no realization.
Beer. I'm drinking the beer. That's what we do on the Morning Hog. All right. So you got two more.
I do.
It's a Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog. I'm not sure where the.